Welcome back. In this beginner Ableton Live lesson, we're taking one single sub one shot and turning it into a playable instrument you can use to write real drum and bass bass lines. The focus is pitching it chromatically, meaning every MIDI note you draw in will actually correspond to a musical note and your sub won't feel randomly off as you move around the keyboard. Because indeed NB, the sub is the floor. If the floor is crooked, everything feels weak. So let's build this properly using only stock Ableton tools. Alright. First, pick the right sub one shot. You want something mostly sine or triangle-like. Clean, simple, not a bunch of noisy midrange. And ideally, it has a steady body. If it has a click at the start, don't panic. We can fix that with envelopes. But if the actual pitch is drifting or the sample is kind of messy, tuning becomes harder. Quick check. Drag the sample onto an audio track for a moment. Loop a tiny chunk from the middle of the sample, not the very start. That middle section is usually the most stable part, and that's what matters for pitch. If the sample feels mystery pitch, here's a coach trick. Find the stable part, highlight a clean chunk, and consolidate it. On Mac that's Command J, on Windows Control J. Then use that new consolidated chunk as your subsource. That one move can make chromatic playback way more reliable. Now let's actually make it playable. Create a new MIDI track. Command-Shift-T or Control-Shift-T. Drag your one-shot onto that MIDI track. Ableton loads it into Simpler automatically. Open Simpler and make sure you're in Classic mode. Classic is the one that behaves like a proper sampler instrument. Press a key, it plays the sample, and it pitches it to that note. Now we do the most important step in this whole lesson. Tuning the root. If you skip this, you can write a bass line that kind of works, but it will never sit right with other tuned elements, and it'll be a nightmare if you later add a res, pads, vocals, anything. Here's the easy method when you don't know the sample's note, which is most of the time. After Simpler, add Ableton's tuner device. Then play and hold a note on your MIDI keyboard, or just draw a long note in a MIDI clip. I like to use C3 as the reference, because it keeps your piano roll logical. Hold C3 and watch tuner. You might see it reading like F, or G, or something drifting around. That's normal at first, especially if the sample fades in slowly. Let it ring for a moment so tuner can stabilize. Now go back to Simpler, and adjust transpose until tuner reads C while you're playing C3. That's the goal, C3 plays C. Once that's true, your MIDI notes are trustworthy. If you draw an F in the piano roll, you get an F. No guessing, no close enough, no tuning drama later. While you're here, keep to tune at zero for now. We're going for clean and repeatable. Next, make it behave like a tight DNB sub, not like a long, flabby sample. Go to Simpler's controls and find the amplitude envelope. Set the attack very short, usually somewhere around 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. If you go absolute zero, some samples click. So if you hear a tick at the start of notes, bump attack up slightly. For a one-shot style sub that hits and gets out of the way, set sustain all the way down. Negative infinity, basically. Then set release to something like 60 milliseconds as a safe starting point. Release is a huge click prevention tool. Too short and you get pops when notes end. Too long and your bass line smears into the next notes. Here's a clean starter that works for rolling patterns. Attack around 1 millisecond. Sustain all the way down. Release around 60 milliseconds. Now, one more key instrument behavior setting. Make it mono. If Simpler is allowed to play multiple voices, overlapping notes can stack and cause random level jumps in the low end. That makes your sub feel inconsistent, even if your MIDI is correct. So set voices to 1. Mono sub. That means a new note cuts the old one, which is exactly what you want most of the time for DNB subs. Next, optional but spicy. Collide. If you want the occasional little slide between notes, turn on Collide and set the time somewhere like 40 to 120 milliseconds. Teach a note. Don't put Glide on everything. At 174 BPM, if every note is sliding, the bass line turns into a blurred low-frequency smear. Use it like seasoning. 1 or 2 moments every couple bars. Now, let's talk about warp. Pitching a sample changes its length and character. For sub one-shots, the cleanest approach is usually to keep warp off. Warping can introduce artifacts down low, and sub is the one place you want to be extra conservative. So start with warp off, and control note length with MIDI and the amp envelope. If later you notice low notes feel way too long or high notes feel too short, don't immediately reach for warp. First try adjusting your MIDI note lengths and your release. Cool. Now we build a simple stock effects chain to control the low end and help translation. After Simpler, add EQ8. Put a high pass filter around 20 to 30 Hz. You won't hear that stuff, but it eats headroom and can mess with limiting later, so we clean it out gently. 12 or 24 dB per octave. If the sub sounds a bit boxy, you can make a tiny dip somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, but only if it's actually needed. With subs, every EQ move matters, so keep it minimal. Next, add saturator. This is the secret to making a sub read on smaller speakers without just turning it up. Add a little drive, something like 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to make it fuzzy. You're trying to generate a little harmonic content so the bass is audible even when the fundamental can't be reproduced. And here's an important mixing habit: loudness lies. After you add saturation, it might sound better just because it's louder. So level match. Use a utility at the end and bring the gain down until your saturated version is about the same loudness as bypassed. Then decide if it's actually better. Optional. Add a compressor after saturator if your hits feel uneven. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not smashing, we're just smoothing. Then add utility at the end. Make the sub mono. If you have bass mono in your version of Live, use it. Otherwise, set width to 0%. Sub should be centered. That's club rules. One more coach move before we write MIDI. Check phase against the kick. Even if your kick and sub are both great individually, together they can cancel and feel hollow. Quick test. On the sub-track utility, flip phase invert for left and right, and choose the setting that sounds tighter with your kick. It's not about correct, it's about strong. Now let's actually write a rolling D&B subline. Set your tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. Let's say 174. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Pick a key. F minor is a classic darker vibe, and G minor is another super common one. Beginner guardrails. Keep your sub notes in a legit range. For many D&B tracks, the sweet spot is around F1 to A1. You can go lower, but it eats headroom and disappears on smaller rigs. So for now, limit yourself to about one octave, like F1 to F2 or G1 to G2. In your clip, start simple. Hit the root on beat 1, then add a couple short offbeat hits. Use a mix of eighth notes and 16th notes. The key is negative space. Don't fill every gap. Leave room for the kick, and especially let the snare on beats 2 and 4 breathe. If you constantly have sub sitting under the snare, the whole drop feels less punchy. Also decide what you're doing with velocity. If you want consistent weight, set most velocities the same, like 100 across the board. If you want groove, do it intentionally. Downbeats a bit louder, little pickups a bit softer, but keep it subtle, because big velocity swings on a sub can feel like your low end is vanishing randomly. Once you've got a basic groove, add movement without getting too melodic. Try this. Anchor note plus passing note. Keep hitting your root, like G, and then add a very short note, a semitone above, like G to ab to G. Make that passing note a quiet little 16th. That creates aggression and momentum without sounding like you wrote a whole melody. Another classic trick, octave punctuation. Most of your bar sits on F1, then you throw in one F2 hit at the end of the phrase or right before a snare. It reads as energy. One hit is enough. And if you want that jungle roll illusion, add a tiny triplet pickup, like a quick 1/16 triplet before a downbeat. Keep it short and quieter so it feels like motion, not like a new lead rhythm. Now, arrangement thinking, super simple but powerful. Build an 8-bar energy curve using only rhythm density. Bars 1 and 2, keep it sparse. Bars 3 and 4, add extra offbeats with the same notes. Bars 5 and 6, add one higher note or one glide moment. Bar 7, drop density, make it feel like it breathes. Bar 8, do a tiny fill, like a quick run or an octave jab. Then loop back. That's how you keep D&B interesting, without constantly changing harmony. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. If your bass line sounds wrong even though you're in key, it's almost always because the sample isn't tuned correctly. Make sure C3 plays C. If you hear clicks, fix it with attack and release first. Tiny attack, sensible release. Don't overdo distortion. Heavy saturation can blur the fundamental and make your sub inconsistent. Don't live too low. Going much below E1 can vanish on a lot of systems and destroy headroom. And don't let the kick and sub constantly overlap unless you're deliberately managing it with arrangement or sidechain. If you do sidechain, keep it gentle. Rolling D&B usually wants the sub to feel continuous but controlled, not wildly pumping. Mini practice to lock this in. Choose G minor. Tune your sample so when you press C3, tuner reads C. Write a 4-bar subline. Bars 1 and 2, mostly G with a couple short 16th pickups. Bar 3, add D, the 5th. Bar 4, add F, the flat 7, and return to G. Then check, no clicks, consistent level, mono low end, and it sits with the kick. Finally, save your work. This is worth turning into a reusable preset. Your tune's simpler plus the effects chain. Even better, group the effects into an audio effect rack and map a few macros, saturator drive, amp release, and a low pass cutoff. Now you've got a quick DNB sub-instrument you can drop into any project. That's it. One tuned one shot, chromatic control, clean envelopes, solid low-end chain, and real DNB writing habits. If you tell me the key you're working in, and what note tuner shows when you press C3 right now, I can suggest a tight note range and a two-bar pattern that'll lock into a typical rolling kick and snare pocket.